putting yourself out of your comfort zone really does actually help.
This episode of 80208 is about DU's study abroad program. We asked some students who came back from study abroad about why they chose their programs, what their favorite moments were, and what they wish they knew before they went abroad.
I'm Maggie McKenna. I'm a senior at the University of Denver, getting an EDP major. I studied abroad in Japan at Doshisha University in Kyoto.
My name is Christian Antone. I am a fourth-year computer science major minoring in math, history, and public policy. Last academic year, I studied abroad at Queen Mary University of London during their fall semester period.
I'm Camille. I just got back from Portugal.
I studied abroad in Heidelberg, Germany.
It's kind of funny. Part of the reason I came to DU was because they had a study abroad program, and I wanted to go to Japan. And part of the reason that I stayed at DU was because I wanted to go to Japan. But I don't have, a really solid reason. I always thought Japan was really cool. It started probably how you'd expect when an American is like, oh, I like Japan, with anime. But I just thought that the culture seemed really cool, and what I knew about it made it seem like a place that I would really like to go.
When I was looking for study abroad programs, I essentially had a few things I was looking for. Essentially, I wanted to have the experience as if I was just another international student at that institution, not like some specific program that's only for study abroad students. So just looking around, Queen Mary was one program where it's like, I am enrolled in the school, I will be treated as if I was just another student at this school, and that was something I was very much looking for in the program.
Just looking through all the different places, and I kind of wanted to go to a place that I'd been before, and I got the opportunity to go to Portugal, Lisbon, the summer after my senior year of high school.
So I've lived in Denver pretty much my whole life, so I'm not really used to, cities and stuff. But when I was studying there, I was in Kyoto, and I was kind of in central Kyoto, more or less. And it was really cool, because you could just walk places, and there were so many different things to do. One of my favorite things was walking down to a covered shopping street called Teramachi. And they had, it was mostly touristy things, but it was really cool to just be able to walk down there and look at all this nonsense stuff and try all the really good food.
We walked to the closest tube station, hop on a train, and just go there. Just being able to navigate a foreign city in a foreign continent to me, just with that amount of ease, was just a very good moment for me.
I always love just meeting new people. I got to meet a lot of people that I, would never have met before. Even people from DU, the people that I was, that were in the program with me, I'd never seen any of them on campus before. And now I've passed four of them just walking around, and I'm I wonder how many times I've passed you in the past without knowing who you were.
I went with all my friends that I've made there to Kalv, this tiny little town on the edge of the Black Forest, and we went hiking for a day.
I think it's not so much that I wish I knew, but it's something I hadn't thought about that I feel like I really should have, is food and eating and grocery stores in another country where you don't entirely speak the language. I really should have put more thought into what I was going to do about that. Instead, I just walked into a grocery store and went, oh, okay, this is fine.
Over there, very much, it's once a paper is assigned, you have everything you are going to be given on it, go nuts, work on it as you will. So when I was first getting these assignments that it's we're told the first week, oh, there'll be a midterm paper and a final paper. And I hear some of my classmates from the UK who are like, oh, I'm already starting on these. I'm like, wow, they don't mess around here. They're getting started early.
Just how lonely it can get.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There's definitely, they talk about how there's that period of elation where you're just excited to be abroad and then you get homesick. And I was kind of oh, I've been abroad before. I'll be fine. And then I did not realize just how homesick I would get. And it wasn't even really for, my family or my friends. It was just for, my own bed and for my cat, specifically.
It's definitely disconcerting when you're trying to speak that language and then, give you a knowing look and they start speaking in English and it's all right.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the DU Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email thedupodcast@gmail.com. Tune in again next week.